and for Malia Klaber. Hopefully we'll catch up with her. If we don't get her in between games here, we'll get her coming up, of course, at halftime of the boys' game tonight, as we'll get somebody anyway, hopefully with Coach McAllister, if they can't make it up here in between games. But what a great young lady, probably one of the nicest kids you're ever going to meet, comes from a tremendous family. I know it was hard and physical for her inside tonight. She's playing with all those stitches in her chin from that game down at Cam the other night. But to go over 1,000 points in this game and showcase what she could do, that was fun for her, and I'm glad that she was able to surpass that here tonight.
You got to think, with that Klaberg family, you're looking at 3,000, 4,000, or 5,000 points combined. I mean, that's a family that's really talented. And Malia, I mean, I had the privilege of meeting her last season doing a game down here, and it's not just her, but it's this entire school. I mean, they're just great kids. They're always fun, they're always smiling, they play hard, but props to her for picking up 1,000 tonight.
Yeah, her sister Breeley Klaberg across the way, her brother Lance Klaberg, of course, playing football right now up at Grandview, while Breeley's playing basketball over at DMAC. So just a very athletic family. I wish they had more. This is my last year of getting to cover one of the Klabergs, because the youngest is graduating. But for you, what do you think the Crusaders take away from this? What do you think Coach McAllister is telling the girls right now?
There's a certain line about 15 feet from the basket that I think they got to get better from, the free throw line. I mean, that was hard for them when you look at it. I mean, you didn't nail free throws right away, as I think Malia's coming up here in just a minute. It was hard not to nail free throws right away. It's hard not to get a lot of those three-point shots, but, I mean, you just got to make some more free throws.
We're going to get Malia Klaberg on the headsets with her, and we'll get some thoughts from her tonight. And Malia, I appreciate you joining us here. I won't repeat all the nice things that I just said about you on the interview, but appreciate you joining us. Congrats. I know it's tough to get a record in a loss, but nice to set that 1,000-point mark here tonight.
Yes, thank you. Definitely a struggle, but definitely a tough loss for us. We fought really hard, but, yeah, it's pretty fun to get that.
What went really well for you, thinking that first quarter that allowed you and the girls to get that lead?
Defensively, we had big defensive stops, and they had a lot of fouls racked up in the first quarter, which was really good. And towards the end, we needed them to have a little more fouls. But in the beginning, that was really good for us, and our defense overall was really amazing that first quarter.
Did they adjust something in that second quarter? Because they stayed aggressive defensively, but did they defend differently that they didn't get as many fouls called really from there on?
Yeah, I think they switched more and just knew, paid attention to where everyone was at. And I think that really helped them, and talking was a really big communication for them. So I think that's what they really relied on and really helped them in that rest of the game.
What was it like inside tonight against Thornton, against Addison Maurer for you and Addison? What was that battle for outstanding basketball players?
Yeah, they were definitely tough for sure. We haven't seen a really big, tough competition this year, but that was really good for us. We know what to expect, and we are ready for the postseason.
What did you take away from tonight? Because you learn more sometimes in losses, and I know probably watching the film will help. But what do you think you girls took away from tonight that will help you make that deep run in the postseason?
Definitely communication. They were really big, aggressive offensively, and communication is key. And we just need to be more talking more and getting those rebounds that we didn't get.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations. I said you're a great young lady. I'll tell you that much of what I said. So appreciate you coming up. Congrats on 1,000 points, and we'll see you here soon.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Malia Klaberg again. We'll get head coach Caitlin McAllister on the headsets with us here, and we'll get some thoughts from coach. And coach, great to see Malia get that 1,000
yes.
points tonight. I'm sure she'd rather it come in a win. You wanted to learn about your team tonight. You were playing a really good team,
yep.
as you knew it. You're a really good team. What did you take away from tonight?
Layups and free throws. We had a lot of great looks around the rim.
Yep.
They just didn't fall. And I think a little bit of it, our legs got out from underneath us. We got a
yep.
little tired. I think we missed 13 free throws. Even if we hit six more of those, it's a 5-point game as opposed to an 11-point game, things like that. So just making sure that we're doing the little things. We had a couple opportunities where in a fast break we bobbled the ball or
yep.
had a bad pass. So just little things that we needed to see happen in order to prepare for next week and the next weeks after that. So
you had mentioned to me earlier today when we talked to you, you thought maybe you could get them with the zone because
yep.
they don't see a lot of zone. I thought they adjusted after that first quarter. I had them for 8 threes tonight. What
yep.
did you see from the zone? And they didn't attack it in the middle, and you were able to take that part
yeah.
away.
They did get some penetration where the threes started to kill us. They got too much, and that came down to we got tired. We were letting them do things that they didn't do in the first half that we saw success for. So just little things like we know that they want to get in penetration. They want to kick it out. I don't think they've shot the three that well all year. So, I mean, sometimes you just got to tip your hat. But, I mean, there's good three-point shooting, but I don't know if it's that good normally. So just tip our hat, and I think it was good for us. It was a good learning experience for us, and I thought we did a good job of battling.
Defense outstanding for you guys. Yep. In the first quarter, what did you see?
I think just we rebounded well. Ashton did a good job. Malia did a good job. Everyone went and got the ball. I think just that penetration, we avoided letting them do that, and so it was hard. We took away some of their best players and their offense, and then they were able to hit it in the second half. So.
Well, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here. Best of luck with Fate and Sherdan coming up tomorrow night, and Exiro Quinn Kimbleton on Tuesday.
Thank you.
You bet. Caitlin McAllister, again, the head coach for the Coon Rapids Baird girls. They fall here tonight 52-39. Time to announce our Culver's player of the game. And we are going in Anna Hart here tonight. Unofficially, Anna again finishes up 15 points to go with 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 6 steals. That's going to wrap it up. We've got to get set up for our boys broadcast. We'll be back with that. You're going to have to go into the boys broadcast on the CV Sports Network YouTube channel. For Natalie Mullen, for Mason Nealon, this is Jop Langland saying thank you for listening to basketball coverage.